Our next story is about a dilemma a young doctor in training faced. Is care she could provide as a total rookie better than a patient not getting any care at all? Haley Goldbach is a first-year pediatrics resident in Philadelphia, and she spoke about an experience she had while working abroad during a recent Story Slam.
I was in Haiti between my third and fourth year of medical school, and I was in a hospital in Port-au-Prince. One night, it was sort of early evening, we were sitting on the roof of the hospital. That's where we sat after our shift was done. And just enjoying the night. And we heard a scream. And outside the gates of the hospital, we saw like a commotion and some blood. And I should back up and say that our hospital didn't deal with obstetric issues. It dealt with pretty much everything else, but not obstetrics. But a woman had literally given birth right outside the gates of the hospital. So of course, people rushed to help. We were sort of, you know, we weren't on duty. I was wearing flip-flops. So we were just kind of watching. We see someone run by with a baby. The baby's crying. It looks okay. They run to the pediatric ward, and then they carry in this woman. And then someone shouts, "Does anyone know how to deliver a placenta?" So I was a medical student. Has any medical student ever heard a more perfect phrase, right? As a medical student, you can do very few things, right? Retract, take a terrible history, and you can deliver a placenta. So my hand went right up. Everyone looked at me. They were like, I just finished OBGYN like 2 weeks ago. I rushed downstairs. We held countertraction on the uterus. I spun it, and that placenta came out beautifully. We brought the baby over. It was just wonderful, okay? I felt great about that. Placenta, I was the placenta hero. But the next day, I was in the emergency room, and it was literally a room. Again, I was just observing and talking to people, and a young man came in. I don't remember his exact age. He looked like he was an early teenager. And he had a knife wound, kind of going from here, the tip of his ear, all the way to his vermilion border. And his story was absolutely heartbreaking. He lived on the streets. He was an orphan. And he had gotten into an altercation with another young man. It wasn't because they were mad at each other. It was because they were fighting for the privilege to wash a car to earn less than a dollar. Okay? So, you know, we hear horrible things in global health, but here we have this patient in front of us. What are we going to do? And I was with some residents. So this hospital was staffed exclusively by foreign volunteers. And at this time, it was mostly RTs, nurses, and some residents from Canada, internal medicine residents. And I don't know the intricacies of Canadian training, but suffice it to say, these residents said, "I have not sutured anything in more than 3 years. She felt really uncomfortable. There was no one else who could do it. And they said, "Can you do it? You've just had surgery. You want to go into dermatology?" And I looked at this wound and I said, "I don't feel comfortable. This is not something I would do if I were in the States. I don't have supervision. This is a cosmetically sensitive area, and it's not fair. It's not fair. This kid's in Haiti. He deserves better than me." So we called the Haitian surgeon on call. There was one. And he declined to come. He said, "It's not life-threatening. I cover more than one hospital. I won't come." So there we were. This kid, huge wound, totally likely to get infected. His ability to follow up was pretty much non-existent. And so it was me or no one. So I did it. And I think I did an okay job. I closed the wound. My hand was shaking, but I did it. I did as best a job as I could. But I don't know if I should have done that. I didn't feel comfortable. I wouldn't do it for a patient here, but I did it for this guy. And I think that this exemplifies to me some of the competing values that we have when we do global health experiences. And I think truly, there is no right answer here. But it's something I think about a lot. And it's also something we face in our training now as a resident in the US. But I think it's particularly stark when we do global health work. You know, donating expired supplies, getting pastries that are day old for homeless people. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. But what do we do? So I don't have an answer for you, of course, but I will leave you with one of my favorite, probably overquoted, but I think wonderful quotes about global health. It's from an Aboriginal Australian activist. So, and I might be paraphrasing a little bit, but if you have come to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound with mine, then we will work together. Thank you.
Haley Goldbach is a first-year pediatrics resident, and she told this story as part of a Health Inequity Story Slam at the University of Pennsylvania.